please.
I'm having a conversation with
one person, and he was telling me that he made a comment that a poor man is to his priority or his concern is to feed his stomach and not to God. I mean, that first is to feed his stomach first, to look after himself and not to to God. I didn't have an answer to that. What can
I can't fully understand the nature of this question. Would you further elaborate it, please?
What he said is that a poor man, he has time to work and to look after himself. He has to feed himself, his family. And he does not have time to go and pray to God or whatever, because he doesn't find the benefit of it, whereas he finds the benefit to feed himself.
It is the same question which you asked before, and the same is my answer. You see, let's again put both these things on the scales. What God has done for you is He has created you and perfected your image and granted you those five faculties without which the human life will not be perfect, without which you will not be able to sustain yourself or your family anyway. If those faculties are dead, you are nothing. And then He has provided the system of sustenance by creating such laws as are responsible for this transformation, fantastic transformation of ordinary elements which you cannot directly digest into food. He has created a system of turning the light of sun into such food as sustains all the life on earth, without exception. If he had not created this system of, you know, of conversion of light energy into food energy with the help of chlorophyll, there would be no life on earth as we know it today. I'm not talking of a pre-phase prior to the phase of biotic growth on earth, which we can have in mind when we say life. The previous forms are called organisms, but not biotic forms. So that is why I ruled them out. Whatever is known as biotic, that is having life, is known to have drawn its energy from the sunlight, albeit indirectly. So all the system and the water, how it rises from the seas, how it is purified in the same process. If there were no rains, no government on earth, however powerful it could be, could retrieve the water which continues to sink down and down until it disappears. Now, there's so much beneficence of Allah, it overwhelms you from all sides. And you forget that and you say, I have my family and I have myself to look after. If God withdraws anything which He has given you, even a single thing, even the blessings of water, you know where, how can you sustain yourself? The entire mankind will not be able to sustain itself. So look at this issue in a much wider perspective. You don't owe Him anything and owe your time entirely to the children God has granted you. And if He had not granted you, you would not be able to do anything anyway. It's so illogical, this attitude. It's so stupid. As if God is the servant, and it is not just what He created, He Himself stands at your bidding, always to fulfill your commands. But when it comes to His call to you, for at least recognizing what has He done, and a very small time out in proportion to what He has granted you here is demanded back. You say, no, God, I have some other things to do. What a logic. Please.
So, in namaz we say...
And it does not stand in the way of your sustenance of your family, support of your family anyway. The question has no premise. What happened at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Those who remained in the mosque, they had no means of livelihood because they themselves most often had sacrificed their time and whatever they had possessed before they accepted Islam, that when they became Muslims, everything was gone, finished. Who sustained them? And why didn't they walk away from the mosque telling, no, we must discharge our responsibilities? Why every religion begins with poverty? Why it is only the poor in the beginning, or almost the poor in the beginning, who support the cause of every religion at its inception? The argument has nothing whatsoever in it. It can be charade to, you know, to threadbare stupidity as it contains.